I think that there was some kind of some years back, something about during the GBC meeting, ladies giving class. If, something reminded me of that here. And I don't know whether that was changed or revoked, but I remember there was something afoot. It was quite a long time ago.
What do you mean?
No, I don't know. I'm just mentioning to Brother Saviour Keith. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When is quiet
going to
be the last year festival?
Yeah.
All year in life, or so when does it last? It's only festival, it's okay for women to be close. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, so that's where I think that came from. Although it's still done by the locals. Well, same devotees who ask people to give classes. Yeah. Like calling ladies Prabhu, undigestible. I cut a lot of things, but it's of course not everybody does it, and there's real strong feelings or camps about it. Same women get called both Prabhu and Maharaji in the GBC meeting. No way I'm calling a woman Prabhu.
The objection was it was an idea of class, and the GBC made a decision.
that's what I seem to remember, that that's where that came from. I don't know whether it that is the current cause or not. Whoever organizing will probably know. Conditioned souls, ordinary Vaishnavas, women Vaishnavas giving pictures, only liberated souls, eternally liberated souls.
Like Janama.
Yeah.
There's no example of, you know, ordinary shmos like me giving diksha. So men, and part of it is because Vedic culture means that women should be protected and being given shelter, particularly when you have women who actually aren't even married giving initiation. But being in a position of giving shelter, especially that type of shelter, and taking sort of that type of responsibility socially, it's a complex situation. It's not a compatible situation. It can be done, but then you really have to be somewhat extraordinary.
You should
be someone.
And also how Mahaprabhu looked at his female competence. You know, with the three, it was called, he actually was called three and a half. Just three and a half.
She
was considered a half. And so that's a consideration too that should be.
Moderate.
Yes, exactly.
And she was a liberated, she was an eternal associate.
Evidently. And still he considered her.
So it's not that she was spiritually any less, but just in terms of other considerations and interaction and the type of services or things that they do, then there's considered to be a difference. And somehow or another we need to
reconcile.
Make that honor that difference. It's not a...
Yeah, it's not an inferiority. Not at all.
So, I don't think you see there's much of a question that
Of ISKCON, but if we could actually have a real secure and balanced family life, it would really change the face of ISKCON. Varnashram, even just my parents had nothing to do with Varnashram, but they were together for 40 odd years.
Yeah, exactly.
And if, that's certainly a real societal need. Overwhelming societal need that we have, no matter how many gurus, men or women that we may have, until we can achieve that, we're really not going to be making cutting the mustard.